Yeah, Adam and Russell and Vaughn went about an hour and 10 minutes today, so they're pretty close. I say by mid next week they'll be, you know, doing everything, but I think he's got a way to go because of condition level and just football wise and stuff, but the progress has been good. I think our plan's good. We've just got to keep going.
How do you think Devontae's look now that he's got that
knee straightened now? You know, I would say the same thing about Devontae. Obviously very talented. He's to the point physically where he can practice full time, but I think you can see his football condition is not quite what, say, CJ's is, and he wears down a little bit in practice. But that's understandable. He's got a lot on his plate, a lot of football on his plate, and trying to go out there and compete. But I think he's doing a good job.
Coach, how important is it to maintain a young player's confidence? We're seeing Paxton have some struggles out there. You know, how do you pump him up and make sure he doesn't get too down?
Well, that's football, you know. I mean, you know, you're going to go through highs and lows. And first off, these kids are here because they know how to go through those things. You know, they've been through some ups and downs to get a chance to play at this level. So, it's our job to build them up. It's also our job to motivate them and you know, get them going. Sometimes you got to do that. Hopefully there's a little bit of both, but the bottom line is to get him to be as good a player as they can possibly be. And he's working really hard. He gets hung up mentally sometimes and gets a little slow, so I'm trying to speed him up and get him going a little bit.
Any update on where Sly and Phil's
MRIs on both of them are fine. Actually, we thought Phil might be back today, I think you could possibly see Phil tomorrow. Sly might be another day, but they're both fine.
What's been the biggest difference in the offensive line from OTAs?
Well, I really like the way we're coming off the ball. I mean, I know we got so much to do and stuff, but just, you know, y'all know I watch practice from, I like to watch from the other side. I think we're coming off the ball really well. I think we got a chance to be really good up front. You know, we got to settle those guys down. We're deeper right now. But I think just a little bit of continuity, you know. Even though Russell's new and he hasn't practiced full time, you know, you got Schofield who started 12, 13 games. Paradis had 13 or 1,400 snaps under his belt, you know, max. So you can see that coming together, you know.
What do you still want to see from the line over the course of the next couple of weeks?
Just what I just said. Yeah, same thing, you know. We practice against really good people. We've got a heck of a defense. Obviously, 58's out there a little bit right now, but 58, 94 make it a different animal out there a little bit sometimes. So we just got to keep going. We got great competition to practice. Just keep working.
How does going to pads change things? Does that help the evaluation of D-line, O-line? Or is there
You know, the first thing when you put the pads, the game slows down a little bit. You know, I mean, just everything slows down. They're carrying something different, so they got to get used to them. But we really preach about staying off the ground regardless of how we practice. So I thought it was a good start. I thought our early practice in pads was good. We wore down, got a little sloppy late, so just got to keep getting better.
Do you think you can't start when players wear pads?
No, I mean, the work doesn't change. It's just what they're doing. But, you know, obviously it gets physical now, and they start to wear on each other a little bit. But we're only 3 days into it, so we got a long way to go.
Coach made a couple of plays on the ball today.
Yeah, he broke the team down. He practiced his tail off. He's a great example today for the football team. And, you know, he really has been. He played down the stretch last year in the playoffs. He's a big player for us, and he's come back really focused on what he's doing.
Coach, your alma mater announced that you'd be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award coming up. What was your reaction?
Well, you get a little nervous when you start getting Lifetime Achievement. Hopefully I got a long way to go, you know. But they called me back a few weeks ago. That's pretty special, you know. Obviously, it means a great deal to me. I love the school, love what it stands for. So, I look forward to that. But it's pretty cool.
Coach,
hopefully I got a ways to go, though.
Is it an advantage for this offense to go up against that defense every day?
Absolutely. I tell them that every day. You know, it's like I tell our receivers, our tight ends, if you can't beat man coverage, you're going to have a hard time making the Broncos because we play man almost every snap, and it's just so competitive. We're so hard to throw against because of what we do coverage-wise and stuff, and that's what makes us good. And I tell them that every day. You couldn't ask for anything better. If you want to be as good as you can be, you get to work against it every day.
Any separation with the quarterbacks today?
Mike, I don't know. I think Trevor and Mark are doing really good. You know, I was looking at some numbers last night. I mean, they're good. They're consistent what they're doing. We got to keep going. We're installing, you know, so it takes us like 8 days to put our whole offense in. But we'll keep doing what we're doing. I want to see them do things a little faster, and that comes with confidence in what we're doing. So hopefully we'll get going a little better.
Lynch had the first three versus three, the first true drive of camp.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do that at the end of practice a little bit. You know, I told those kids just now that's a game day for them. You know, they're going to play in the preseason, and how much they play really depends on a lot of things. But I'm going to let them play at the end of practice sometimes, and everybody's watching to see how they do. So Paxton took his group down the field, you know, and that's kind of what he's been doing. Like, he struggles a little bit, and he does something really good. Struggles, you know, so just got to keep going.
Coach Khalif Raymond had a nice catch today. He's been the first one out on the field today for most days of camp. What have you seen out of him so far?
Well, you see a fearless returner. You know, that's what you see. That's why we went and got him. You know, that's why Joe brought him here. But he's also doing some good stuff as a receiver. You know, he's small, but he runs good routes. He's a speed kid, does everything hard. So we'll see. You know, I think he's smart enough to understand he doesn't get too preoccupied with the depth chart. He's just trying to prove to us he can play.
When you see that running back stable, I saw Bibbs doing some special teams work. Does Ronnie need to do special teams work now?
Ronnie's doing it. Okay. Yeah, I think they have kind of different roles, but Ronnie's definitely doing it, no doubt.
Is that part of the evaluation then?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, if we're going to be a three-back team, four-back team, you know, I don't know, you know, how that's going to pan out. But, yeah, that will play a factor.
How has Sombrano done a great guard so far?
You know, Mike, it's different for him. You know, when you play tackle, people are away from you. When you play guard, people are right in your nose. So I think he's adapting to that a little bit. But I think he's getting better each day, and he's in good health, and you know, he can it's holding up. So, you know, ways to go, but I think he's adjusting to that environment.
Coach mentioned it's just 8 feet, but when do your expectations take a step up?
Say that again?
You said it's only day three.
Yeah.
So it's still early.
Oh, my expectations are taking a step up every day. You know, I mean, as a coach, you know where you want to get to, and you'd like to be there as quick as possible. But things take time. I'm more concerned with their work habits right now and staying on them about their work habits, because if they do the work, they'll get there.
Coach,